opposition to Zionism is not antisemitism blablabby. Significantly, neither of the organizers of the open letter, the Board of Deputies, BDBJ, or the Jewish Leadership Council, JLC, specifically claim to represent all people of Jewish origin or faith in Britain, but they do like to give that appearance. Both bodies are, in effect, federations of representatives of Jewish organizations like synagogues, charities and political groupings. But these do not include people of Jewish origin who are not members of such organizations or those who are members of the rapidly growing Charity, ultra-Orthodox, Jewish community that currently number around 16% of Jews in Britain. Politically, both the BDBJ and the JLC support Zionism, and, effectively, seek to falsely equate opposition to Zionism with antisemitism. As the current JLC chair, Jonathan Goldstein, put it last year, "We showcase and take great pride in our historical connection and unbreakable commitment to our ancestral homeland, the State of Israel." However, historically many Jews, people of Jewish origin and Jewish organizations were anti-Zionist. In 1917, the then BDBJ president wrote to the Times opposing Zionism, because it regarded all the Jewish communities of the world as constituting one homeless nationality. Far from condemning these views as somehow antisemitic, today's BDBJ leaders argue carefully that with the benefit of a century of hindsight, we are certain our predecessors would now agree with that Israel is the ultimate refuge for Jewish people and a place where Jews can determine their own future. There is no doubt at all that the Nazi mass slaughter of millions of European Jews in the Holocaust, the fact that many Jews trying to flee the Nazis were denied entry visas to other countries, plus the legacy of anti-Jewish riots and pogroms in European and Arab countries has meant that for many Jews, including some non-religious ones, Israel is seen precisely as the ultimate refuge. But this is not the case. The Socialist Party's forerunners agreed with Trotsky's warnings in the 1930s, that the setting up of a specifically Jewish state on territory already lived in by non-Jews would produce a trap for the Jews who moved there. In Israel, the Jewish fear of losing a war and being driven into the sea is constant. It reflects the fact that Israel's creation has not been the solution to the threats facing Jews, something that our forerunners argued when opposing creation of Israel. Subsequently, however, we recognize that, over decades since 1948, an Israeli nation and an Israeli working class had developed. This meant that, while constantly fighting for the full rights of Palestinians, the social and national questions facing the Israeli working class have to be addressed by socialists. Among the JLC founders were a number of Jewish capitalists who naturally, given their class position, opposed socialism. Until recently, the JLC was chaired by Sir Mick Davis, who in June 2017 was appointed chief executive of the Conservative Party. People of Jewish origin, like all peoples, contain within them all classes, capitalist, middle and working, and political positions. Internationally, people of Jewish origin have been prominent in the workers' movement. Indeed, the Nazis attacked Marxism as part of a Jewish conspiracy, but at the same time in fascist Italy there were Jewish members of Mussolini's Black Shirts, until anti-Jewish laws were introduced there in 1938. Today it is capitalist and pro-capitalist element who predominate within the BDBJ and JLC leaderships. This is why their open letter is not simply a criticism of Corbyn. It also aimed at socialists in general, by condemning what they call the far left's obsessive hatred of Zionism, Zionists, and Israel. In carrying out this propaganda attack, the pro-capitalist BDBJ and JLC leaders ignore the position of the Socialist Party, today the strongest Marxist force in the trade unions, and of our co-thinkers in the socialist struggle movement, the CWI in Israel/Palestine. Instead, they utilize the mistakes and stupidities of some individuals and tiny groupings to attack what they call the far left. We oppose the attempt to equate opposition to Zionism with antisemitism. Opposition to Zionism does not mean antisemitic opposition to Jews, those of Jewish origin or the Israeli working class. As in all capitalist countries, class struggles take place in Israel, and we fully support the battles of both Israeli and Palestinian workers against capitalists and oppression. The Socialist Party and the Socialist Struggle Movement advocate that a combined call for both nationalities to have the right to their own states on a socialist basis, with full rights for any minorities within them, is central. On the one hand, it is a clear rejection of the coercion of either Palestinians or Israelis. At the same time, it argues for the overthrowing of capitalism that would open up the road to raising the living standards of all. Moreover, while it cannot be ruled out that a common struggle of Palestinians and Israelis could lead to the creation of one state carrying through a socialist transformation, to get there it would be first necessary to recognize the rights of the two peoples. Antisemitism, Labor and Momentum, Socialism Today, issue 203, November 2016. This version of this article was first posted on the Socialist Party website on the 27th of March 2018, and may vary slightly from the version subsequently printed in the Socialist